Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's make that next game our Elite Eight.
What are you even talking about?
Oh, that's not nice to play for Sister Jean. She's the star of the show.
I know. And for 98, she's got it, man.
I think this show's going to be that much better because we listened to a few seconds of that.
I do too.
Before going on. I think we should do that every day.
Do you see that a couple of pro football teams want to have her come out and talk to their team?
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
She is 98. Let's let her have a little bit of a break. This is a lot of action for Sister Jean.
Mm-hmm. I agree. All that moving around. And a good pep talk will take a lot out of you. You guys know, I give you guys one every morning.
Yeah.
You see how tired I
always feel worse after your pep talks or something.
Well, you're not listening.
All right, so I had an incident this morning.
What happened?
At around 3:20. So I get up, I get out of bed. This is my routine every morning. Get up, I get out of bed, when the alarm. I really snooze every once in a while. But I walk to my bathroom and go in there. I don't turn any lights on. And I'm coming from around the bed. Like my... I have to go around the bed to the bathroom.
Okay.
You got it? And don't judge me because there's still a suitcase on my floor in front of the bed from my trip to Arizona. It's cleaned out, but the cats like to lay on it.
Okay.
So
now it's like a cat bed. I need some new luggage. And I'm walking in darkness before I get to the bathroom, and I have stuff in my hands. I have my phone. I have water. In my hands, I'm walking, and I tripped over the suitcase and totally wiped out, like hard. Not gentle or pretty. Luckily, the lights were out, but I fell so hard on both my knees and on my right shoulder.
Oh.
I mean, hard. And I can't, as more time goes by, it hurts
it's
more.
It's aching, yeah.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, tomorrow's going to be real bad.
Yeah.
Ugh. And I feel like I shook my head, too, because the right side of my head hurts. Like it's whiplash or something.
Oof.
I mean, I'm just happy I didn't break a hip, because that could be happening anytime now.
And then you're done?
Yes. I think I could be a little older.
No, I think you're done.
Come on.
No, you're lucky you didn't break a hip.
Oh, my God. I'm in so much pain. So hopefully I can shake out of this. Luckily, Jen's coming back.
Tell me you moved the suitcase. Tell me the suitcase goes somewhere else now.
Well,
after
it's going
that incident.
To. I didn't this morning.
Okay. Well.
But yes, you're judging the suitcase. The suitcase is a. I'm a lovely pet owner.
I wouldn't have judged it if you hadn't then injured yourself on it.
I know.
You got to take responsibility
here. I know. Oh.
Well, I'm sorry. It's rough.
I know it is. It's not a great way to start your Monday, man.
No, it's not.
And we have new people in our studio.
Yep.
It's so much excitement.
I know. It really is exciting. That's right. The new morning show next to us moved in.
Yeah, 97.1, the FM talk station is here. And so Jamie Allman, I got to see him this morning. He wears very small t-shirts. Am I wrong?
I'm staying out of this.
I've known him for years. Great guy.
When you got it, flaunt it, right?
I know, right?
He's also flaunting great toes because he's always wearing sandals no matter what the weather is.
Oh, he is? I did not know
when
this about
it,
him.
When you got it, flaunt it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, I mean, I'm sure.
Small t-shirts.
Well, he does. It's like Paul Cook with his tiny jeans. You know, he's got the smallest jeans I've ever seen.
Is that true?
Well, he's a
slender man.
Yes, definitely. I think I started this off well, though. I think they're going to really embrace us.
Welcome.
We do have a lot on the show today. Jen will be back this morning after her spring break trip to Florida, so I'm sure she'll have some antics. Maybe not. Maybe it was just a relaxation trip and she didn't do much.
I can't wait.
And we also have Maroon 5 tickets all week to give away on the show. They're not going to be here until September, but be nice to have those when it comes up. And then we have three in a row twice this week. We'll play today and then I believe on Thursday, but it's for tomorrow night's game. So we'll have a chance for you to play, not three in a row. The puck stops here.
Oh, I was going to say, what is three in a row?
Three in a row is for baseball season. We have baseball tickets for every homestand.
Okay.
So we'll be doing that soon. So we'll have tickets for the Blues. And then, of course, the 12K a day giveaway. We continue with the code words that will help you get $1,000. Do it 12 times a day. Your first code word coming up around 6:10 this morning. All right. So weather, it's going to get up to 57 today, but it's going to be cloudy and breezy. Showers again in the forecast. And then a flash flood watch for the area goes into effect tonight.
Crazy.
At 7. Continues until tomorrow night at 7. I mean, we're done with the rain, aren't we? Is everybody just tired of
it?
Yeah.
But it's not. It looks like rain in the forecast every single day this week, even on Saturday and Sunday. Yay. Right now, it is 39, and here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
Ooh, a third gloomy weekend in a row is the forecast. Yay.
I know.
Can't wait. Want to stay. Don't want to leave. Don't want to book a flight anywhere. Don't want to get in a car and head somewhere where there's sun. Anywhere. Because gray's fun. Traffic is sponsored by Edible Arrangements. If you're...
Y98, and look who's back.
Who? Where?
Jamie Allman.
He's like, oh, hey. I heard about his tight t-shirts already.
I said small t-shirts. I did not say tight.
That translates to tight.
You guys are asking for trouble.
Yeah. I'm going to go in and say, I want to check out your tight t-shirt.
Say tight t-shirt. You're putting words into my mouth, Jennifer. Welcome back. It's good to have you back.
I would say it's good to be back.
It's not.
But this is what death feels like.
No, it's bad.
Up this early. God, I feel like I've been on vacation for a month because this morning the alarm went off and I was like, oh.
Ooh, I want to hear all about your vacation because you flew out of...
Bell Vegas, uh-huh. International Airport.
Really? When did that happen?
I don't know.
Where are they flying to internationally?
Vancouver.
Yes.
No. So I want to hear all about it. And okay. Of course, I'm sure we will. We have a lot to do today. Blues tickets to give away. Maroon 5 tickets to give away.
Nice.
12K code word coming up. But I wanted to bring you back with a story that is near and dear to us.
Okay.
This guy forgot his wife's anniversary last week. And he luckily got out of getting into big trouble because he left for work. Well, you would think he's had the whole day to do something.
Mm-hmm. He's just giving me something later.
They got in a big fight in the morning. So he went to work. It gave him a chance to plan something for later in the day. But when he got home, he showed up with a single rose. And you know where that came from?
The gas station.
Gas station rose.
Oh, gas station rose is never... If you've had a fight...
If you can find a single rose anywhere, you know it's a gas station. You're not going to a florist and buying one rose.
That's true.
You're going to Huck's. I don't even know if Huck's has them.
Yeah, and they got a nice selection.
He said he was going to book a hotel for the weekend, but it doesn't sound like he'd actually done anything. She lost it, hit him multiple times. Police questioned her, and she said, yeah, I flipped the blank out. So she's facing some charges.
Oh, and man. Such.
I don't know. Dude,
at least he tried.
Was mad in the morning, though.
Right.
Right.
It sounds like it would have been worse if he came back with nothing.
I think the rose is worse.
Or that's
nothing.
What I mean, that this is worse than, than not showing up with anything.
He had to stop and get gas anyway. He went in and got a rose. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And like some beef jerky or something.
Now that would, I mean, I think that says happy anniversary.
I know.
Tim.
She still hit him. It's not fair. It's good beef jerky.
All right. We'll have your news and your extended forecast and that flash flood watch that goes into effect tonight. That's after Lance and another look at your traffic.
Sponsored by Walgreens North.
Chainsmokers and Coldplay with Courtney and Company at 6:08. Yeah, we have this flash flood watch starting tonight, but it looks like scattered showers and storms throughout the day today. A high of 57 and right now 38.
All right, so the NCAA tournament, we now have our final four teams. Way to go, Loyola. They're my dark horse.
Wow.
They're the only thing that has kept me in.
Seriously.
Because I forgot to put a winning team down.
Oh, no.
And I randomly put NC State in the second and third rounds after having them lose in the first round.
Oh, no.
Which is kind of genius.
Yeah, you know.
Remember the year when I left like a whole section of my brackets empty? I was like, what?
So the leaders on the morning show, I'm the leader now.
Way to go.
I'm not going to win anything because I don't have a winner. And, but I do have two of the final four. Can you believe it?
Nice.
Yes. Michigan and Villanova are two of my final four.
I had Villanova. But also, you're the best in the morning show, but you're 18th in the office.
How many,
you're keeping track
how
here.
How many people are in it?
Mm.
Come on.
Probably 40.
Yes, 18th.
Not bad.
Is probably more. Good.
50. You're in the middle of the pack. I was second to last as of the last standing.
Well,
so
you've dropped.
You are last.
Whoa.
I feel like I can't say anything.
He's not up right now. Yeah. Is he?
He's not. My son picked out his bracket. Picked out my brackets. And
yeah, you don't want to do that again.
I didn't have any part in it. Not throwing him under the bus. But I would have totally taken credit if we had been in first place.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yesterday he wanted to go through with a marker and highlight all of the winning games.
No.
Like, well, there's one. He doesn't, I mean, yeah, he doesn't really have anything. He had Villanova in the final four.
There you go. Okay, and then who's second in the morning show?
Kevin is in 22nd place.
Yeah. Okay, and what are you, Tim?
I'm just a few spots above Jen. I'm not in great shape.
Okay.
I couldn't count that far down.
Listen, you're kind of making fun of me, but 18th sounds a lot better than whatever.
No, it is.
You are.
It is.
And you don't win anything unless you get the top three.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you're going to be towards the bottom, you'd rather be dead last.
Yes.
That says something. That says...
You should get your fee back for last, because it's hard to be that bad.
Yeah.
Remember the one year I tried to lose and Guy got really angry about it?
Yeah, I took it very seriously. But of course, the biggest star of the show is Sister Jean from Loyola.
Mm-hmm. So cute. One of my friend's moms had her for like high school and college.
No kidding?
Wow. Yeah.
Somebody posted a photo of her back in 1963 when she was a sprite 43-year-old. And Charles Barkley said that he wanted to take her on a date.
Oh, I don't know that I'd do
that. I wouldn't either. But they're probably going to do something together from San Antonio. Also, there's a Sister Jean bobblehead in the works. You can pre-order it online.
I think we should get one in here.
I do, too. I mean, you know, we need all the good mojo we can get.
Yeah, we never burned sage after that one really crappy year.
Oh, my gosh.
2016.
So the final four, yeah. None of us.
Good games. Such good games this weekend, too. I'm excited for the rest of it.
Who you got? Villanova, Loyola,
Chicago,
Michigan, and then Kansas.
Kansas.
Yeah.
Yep.
I need some cash.
All right. So you're not winning the office pool, but you could win this hour with our $12,000 a day giveaway. $1,000 every single hour, and it's as easy as texting a code word. This hour's code word is DRESS. Text DRESS to 72881 by the end of the hour. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. For rules, y98.com, and one randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. Time to take a look at the roads this morning. Lance Hildebrand will bring you the latest.
And it's sponsored by Edible Arrangement.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company Show. Welcome back to Jen.
$12,000
a day giveaway still going on. If
still.
You missed 610's code word, it is DRESS. All you have to do is text that to 72881. You have until the end of the hour, but we give away $1,000 12 times a day.
Just got back from Florida. We flew in late last night, which was it a great idea for me to come into work this morning? I think whenever you come back from a vacation, I had that night before where you have trouble going to sleep.
Yeah, I flew home late, but I took the Monday off.
Last night, I was exhausted, but I kept laying in bed thinking, I'm going to oversleep. This is, how many hours do I have left?
Did you unpack or did you keep your suitcase on the floor?
Oh, my God. Listen, I unpacked, but I left the suitcase because the cats liked it. And
we got home at 9, so I packed strategically so I could just pull stuff out of the top that I needed for today.
Oh, good idea.
And then be done with it.
And how was flying out of Mid-America?
Let me say.
Really?
Easy breezy.
Really?
We flew Allegiant.
Yeah, so you get to park right there, but they're going to start charging for that.
Oh, yeah. They're putting up the tolls.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to pay for parking. So that was nice. Free parking right outside of the airport.
Yeah, you just walk right in. It's not far to walk.
I haven't done it. I've heard great things.
When we went through security, though, I mean, I was flagged for everything because you know me.
Well, you have that criminal element.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm.
What were you flagged for? Because I told you that's my new thing, security problem.
Yeah. Well,
they put the white stuff on your hand?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
They did. And everything in our bags, apparently. We also had to take all of the food out of our bags and put them in a separate bin, which I didn't realize. And so then we had to re-screen all of our stuff. You know, I brought my road trip foods.
Oh, yeah.
Pringles.
Combos.
Combos and Pringles. Mm-hmm. But I flew with Nora both times because I don't wish that upon anyone. And apologies to my youngest child.
Oh.
She was delightful this vacation.
She was.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. I realized that if she were an only child, everything would be great all the time.
Right, because you wouldn't have to worry about another child.
She just gets the short end of the stick because she's the youngest. So flying back last night, the two of us were in this. There was a woman already sitting in the aisle. We had the window in the middle seat. So she's in there and she's super chatty. I give her Dramamine to knock her out. I think it has the reverse effect.
Oh, it might.
Mm. Yeah. Chatty. She ate like 15 different things. Peeps, chips, drink, whatever. And then I see the woman next to us typing on her phone on Facebook, putting a status update.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh.
Full flight on Allegiant flight, whatever. Glad I brought my patients with me. So halfway through the flight, Nora is so chatty. And I turned to her and I said, you need to just stop talking.
You should have played the game. Let's see who can not talk the longest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that never works for her.
Okay.
So she had to go to the bathroom and it was a bumpy flight. So they still had the seatbelt sign on. And I turned, Ryan was in the row behind us, and I said, can you take her to the bathroom and then keep her? There's an open seat.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So he did. And then after she went back, the woman turned to me and said, oh, she can sit here. She wasn't bothering me.
You liar. I saw your face.
You should have called
Dennis. I saw it. I can read.
You should have been like, I know you brought your patience with you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. You should have used her line.
Totally should have.
Oh, man.
Entertainment Schmick is coming up in a minute. We're going to talk about it. The Stormy Daniels 60 Minutes interview and Donald Trump's obsession with his daughter continues. It comes up in the next 6 minutes on Y98.
Baby. Entertainment Schmick.
60 Minutes last night. Stormy Daniels. Listen, I try not to talk about Trump. We used to talk about Trump all the time in Entertainment Schmick, and we would have the soundboard where he would yell at me throughout the whole Schmick. And it was funny, and everyone laughed, and then he ran for president, and it wasn't funny anymore.
And he ruined everything.
He ruined everything.
Comedy.
So I try not to talk about him because someone's always going to be ticked off, but we have to talk about this 60 Minutes interview with Stormy Daniels last night. We just have to, because we would with any president. Stormy claims that her affair with President Trump took place in 2006 while he was hosting Celebrity Apprentice. It was consensual. They met at a celebrity golf tournament. But here's the one thing that sticks with me. Okay, we're going to play what Trump said to Stormy when they met.
He's like, wow, you are special. You remind me of my daughter. He's like, you're smart, beautiful, and a woman to be reckoned with. I like you. I like you.
I'm going to talk right to the president right now.
He's a big fan of the show.
He was on The View or something years ago with his daughter next to him and said that she was hot. And if she weren't his daughter, he would date her. And then this. Okay, you can... I get that you could see your daughter and realize she's an attractive woman.
Yeah, and you're proud of her and she's smart. Yes.
And she's smart. But it stops there. Don't talk about dating her. Don't talk about other women looking like her and then sleeping with them. It's just a little creepy. You can't do that anymore.
He didn't. Stormy did.
Allegedly, right? Allegedly. Uh-huh. And then, this is funny. She said Trump called her after the affair and tried to get her on Celebrity Apprentice. Once he invited her to the Beverly Hills Hotel to talk about it, but they just ended up watching an entire Shark Week documentary about shark attacks. my kind of date.
Yeah, it sounds like a magical afternoon.
Right.
Some of the most, some of my more romantic dates have involved Shark Week, so I don't think there's anything.
Great success.
I thought we did. It seemed like we didn't learn anything we didn't know already on the thing. We had kind of heard stuff, but it you also forget. You know, we've lost perspective because there's this. There's been all this other scandals and stuff. It's so I would stop in the middle of it and be like, this is a porn star talking about the president. And it's funny to think about, like, kids growing up and, like, because when you're a kid, like, you just think, oh, this stuff's normal. You just think, like, porn stars and presidents. It's
now
totally,
that's their norm.
That's a thing that happens. Mm-hmm. Like, when I was a kid, I was like, sometimes babies fall in wells. It's a thing that happens sometimes.
That's right.
Baby Jessica. Yeah. Where is she now?
And how afraid were you of quicksand growing up?
Oh,
you thought it was going to be everywhere.
Yes.
And it's nowhere.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be a way bigger thing than it turned out to be.
Totally. Nothing.
The box office, finally, a movie upsetting Black Panther. Well, I mean, it's been out for 6 weeks, but Pacific Rim Uprising, new number one film. Someone also tweeted, Black Panther has made more than the rest of the movies in the top 10 as far as movies that have grossed money so far this year combined.
Wow.
And Black Panther is now the top grossing superhero movie of all time.
Am I the only one that's seen it in here?
Yeah.
I thought you saw it.
I have not seen it yet. No.
What is going on?
What?
I know. I'm sorry.
Who are you?
Kevin.
I haven't been able to make it work. Sarah and Kennedy went on a double date, and they watched it, and they said it was awesome. Tim, you've said it's awesome.
Your daughter and your wife went to see it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Something's not right.
It's disappointing, Kevin.
So Bill Hader was on SNL.
Sorry.
Not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before. And he was doing an interview with Jay Farrow, who used to be on. And they were asked, who is the worst behaved host during your time at SNL? They didn't even hesitate. They both knew. They said it was Justin Bieber. And Bill Hader said he was in a bad place. Maybe he's in a better place now, but back then it was rough. Said usually everyone's on their best behavior.
They're excited to be there because it's such an honor.
Right.
But he was young and super famous, and I think just thought he could get a... He could be a punk.
It probably didn't mean anything to him either.
No.
Mm-mm.
Just like, another thing he had to do.
Yeah.
Alfonso Ribeiro. He said in his Us Weekly 25 Things You Don't Know About Me.
Thank you for mentioning me, he said.
Hey, listen. He was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air a million years ago, but he was also on Dancing with the Stars.
Now all he does is golf. He's always playing in some celebrity golf tournament.
Golf and do the Carlton. He said every single person he meets asks him to do the Carlton.
Well, sure.
And if he had a dollar for every person who asked, he would be rich. I think he should start charging a dollar. I'll do the Carlton for a dollar. It's a little side gig for him.
And he hosts America's Funniest Videos, which is still on television, apparently.
Yes. It's big with the 8-year-old crowd.
Yeah.
TV Tonight, Hollywood Week on American Idol. You also have on HBO the Zen Diaries of Gary Shandling, Part 1 documentary with 40 of Gary's friends, including Jerry Seinfeld. And the first season finale of The Good Doctor on ABC.
A lot of people love that show.
Oh, yeah. It's like the highest rated new show this season.
I could see your wife watching that.
Yeah, she just got done actually with his previous work, Bates Motel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she let you watch that one? I know she saw Black Panther without you.
Is Kennedy watching The Good Doctor?
Yeah, but do you guys get to watch The Good Doctor?
That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40, including celebrity birthdays. But right now, Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Sponsored by Walgreens in North County, West Bend.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. You have a few minutes to get the 6 o'clock hour code word texted. It is DRESS, D-R-E-S-S. Text that to 72881 by the end of the hour. And we'll have another code word at 7:10, but it could win you $1,000 12 times a day. We just listen for that code word. Over the weekend, not sure what you guys did, but I went to what I thought was like an anniversary party for a business friend of mine.
Okay.
Has a business at the Quail Club, but it was really a wedding. It's my first time.
Oh, surprise wedding?
I mean, it was the Quail Club. So, I mean, you know, it wasn't like, you know, the Hollywood, you know, it's usually at a winery or something.
I don't know what the Quail Club is.
I don't either.
It's just like a little club. I think it's near Mill. It's like on the way to Millstadt. You know, it's like a, it's a fun place. They have a bar and a big room. But yes. So.
Surprise wedding.
It was a surprise wedding for my friend Sherry. So Sherry and Larry. That's right.
Oh, man.
Their names.
Sharon Lair.
They keep that invitation.
They got married Saturday night. So we were hanging out. It was all a good time. And then all of a sudden.
She showed up in a wedding dress?
No, she didn't wear a wedding dress.
She wear white? She wear like a white dress?
She wore a navy blue dress. She looked very cute.
Yeah.
But there just happened to be a judge there. And he just happened to have a robe. So it all, I mean. Now, the invitation said RSVP, so people were questioning it prior to, like, RSVP to, like, a party at the, you know, why would I RSVP to this?
Right.
I didn't think of that. I didn't even hesitate with, I'm just like, it's just
you're
a
like,
party.
You're like, will there be Michelob Ultras served? I'll be there.
They did run out of that pretty early, and I just switched to vodka, which was bad for everyone.
Nobody wins.
Nobody wins. I don't win. You don't win.
Surprised you didn't trip over your empty suitcase that night.
Oh.
You had a lot of excuses. It was the wedding, but also you were still kind of celebrating the company's anniversary, so you went for it.
That's right. What about you guys? What'd you do? I know Jen was in Florida winding her trip down.
I watched a lot of basketball.
Uh-huh.
I watched two terrible movies because they were on.
What?
Actually, one was fine. Bad Teacher with Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, I don't like that movie.
Not great. And then, this is so embarrassing. But
Lifetime
movie? It was on. No. Failure to Launch.
Oh, is Sarah Jessica Parker in that?
I saw that in the theater.
It had some moments,
Terry
I guess.
Bradshaw.
But
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw was good. But altogether, pretty terrible. But then Friday night I went out to dinner with my sister and brother-in-law and nephew, and Whitey Herzog was there.
Oh, that's exciting.
So that was the highlight of my weekend.
Did you say hi to him?
No, because I've heard some stories about when he's...
you were afraid of him?
Yeah. Like when you approach Whitey and he doesn't want to be approached, he will let you know. So I just was happy just to say that I saw him.
He might tell you to get off my lawn.
I have heard some things, some quotes.
Really?
That I cannot say on the air, but... I mean, he's still, you know,
it's
I don't care.
Herzog.
He's allowed to. Yeah, like, I'm like, okay, I just won't approach him.
He's a character.
Yes.
That's what you want in baseball managers. You want a character.
Totally agree.
Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you try to sneak a pick or anything? Or
no, I played it super cool. I didn't want to get on Whitey's bad side. He's one of my heroes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you don't want that story and that memory either.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it. All right. Well, you have your code word. We also have Blues tickets to give away. We will do that in the 7 o'clock hour and Maroon 5 tickets in the 8 o'clock hour.
All right. We have news to get to. And the big news, Flash Flood Watch starts tonight at 7 and continues until tomorrow. We'll have your extended forecast in just a few minutes. But right now, 38 downtown and Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Sponsored by Walgreens.
Imagine Dragons and Thunder on Y98. We will have your code word in the 12K a day giveaway in just a minute. You could be a winner like Deborah Willerton, Donna Norbert, Billy Hines, Jeremy Ewan, Shelley Westbrook, all winners from here in St. Louis in our nationwide Entercom contest.
All right, so, you know, spring was last week. Jen was in Florida where the spring weather was much lovelier, I'm sure. What was your average temp? It wasn't?
It was cooler than originally the 10-day forecast when before I went. It was like 80 and sun every day. It was a little cold.
Really?
A few days. But if that means it's not going to be 172 in St. Louis this summer, I'm okay with it.
Well, so spring cleaning, a lot of stuff about spring cleaning.
Yeah.
And we did some little tips last week of ways that you can clean. But these are things I want everybody to be honest. I'm going to mention them. Says you should be cleaning them more than once a year. All right.
Okay.
Your microwave. You should wipe it down once a week. Deep clean it every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I clean it a lot.
I don't.
I clean it, but I don't deep clean it.
I get that you should. Yeah.
I understand the reasoning behind it.
Yeah.
I just don't do it.
Somebody should consider a deep clean of the one in the kitchen here, by the way.
Oh, it's pretty bad.
Whew.
All you have to do is put a bowl of like water and a little vinegar in there.
Yeah.
And start it up.
What? That's a thing?
Yeah. And then it's real easy to wipe down.
Yeah.
It takes all the gunk.
Really?
If you have exploding chilies.
Exploding eggs.
Lentil soups, maybe. I don't know.
Possibly lentil soup. You're a contributor. I don't microwave a lot of things anymore, so it's cut down on the cleaning of the things, because Ryan's a good coverer of things in the microwave, and I'm just like, oh, it'll be fine.
Pop, pop, pop. Yes, yes. Okay, your bathtub, also once a week.
No.
Oh, not once a week, no.
Said the only six, it's bad stuff in there.
Really?
Kevin should be once a week, because you bathe in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's my filth.
Filth. That's such a terrible word. Okay, your fridge. Once a month.
Oh, I just cleaned it out before we went on vacation.
Right.
I don't clean it out once a month.
Salad and meat drawers can have 750 times more bacteria than what's considered safe.
Oh,
really?
I know. This is making me really realize that I'm a terrible home keeper. What am I? I'm just terrible. Your computer or your desk once a week. 10% of people say they almost never clean their computer. I don't.
I don't often.
I clean the computer in here.
You do?
Because other people use it, and it's gross. Mm. I come in on Monday, and there's like food particles in here.
Your pillows. Every 3 months.
Get new ones?
No, it says most types can go right in the washer.
Oh, mine can't.
Mm. No.
Mine's a memory foam pillow.
We're not just talking about the pillowcase?
No.
Huh. Oh my gosh, you put your pillowcase in the wash every 3 months?
No, I'm saying I wash it often. You're telling me I have to wash the pillow
as well. I didn't
Don't try to trick me into admitting that I'm lazy.
And then finally, your mattress. Aww. Most people flip it once a year, which you should also do, but cleaning it, sprinkle some baking soda and vacuum it up.
Huh.
I have a mattress cover over it.
I do too.
Yeah.
And I clean that. A mattress cover and a sheet.
Yes.
Yes. But I don't clean the mattress.
Baking soda.
I don't know. I'm just here to help. And it also reminds me that I'm a dirty person.
I need some cash.
Okay, well, this can buy lots of cleaning supplies. This hour's code word in the 12K a day giveaway is tamper. Text tamper, T-A-M-P-E-R, to 72881 by the end of the hour. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Rules at Y98.com. Text tamper to 72881 by the end of the hour, and you could be the randomly selected nationwide person that will score $1,000. Lance Hildebrand now with traffic.
And it's sponsored by Edible Arrangements out in the West.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!